We are here with Alec Ogletree, a real workaholic, man. At practice, after practice, before practice. Do you have a home outside of this place?
I do have a home outside of here, but, you know, I definitely try to get my work done when I come here and, you know, make the day count for me. So, you know, like I was telling you earlier, work is just something that, you know, kind of came natural because, you know, I saw my parents doing it all the time to, you know, provide for me and my brothers and sisters. So, you know, I definitely try to keep that in mind when things get tough. And, you know, I got a family of my own now, so, you know, I have to make sure I'm doing what I have to do to provide for them too. So
I would be afraid if you were my daddy, man. As hard as you work, I think I'm waking up every day at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, for sure. I'm. Let me see.
Let them sleep. They're kids.
Nah, he sleep. He be sleep when I leave. So, you know, it's. I guess it's kind of a tradition. You know, I should be sleep with my dad. Them leave and stuff. So, you know, but you know, I know they're going out there and doing what they need to do to provide for us. So, you know, I try to do the same.
Well, to change this year, right? I think back to this time last year, we saw it in Hard Knocks. The transition that you and your family were going through. How's that first year been?
It went really well. You know, we adjusted to the city real well. And And everybody's real nice and treated us well. And, you know, we just definitely enjoyed the weather. And, you know, we had family come out to visit us and stuff. But, you know, we, like I said, we definitely got settled pretty well. And we definitely enjoying it.
So. Happy Father's Day weekend to you upcoming. What's that going to be like?
I don't know. We had plans to go to the house, to go back to Georgia to spend it with her mom and my dad and her dad, you know, go out to eat or something. But, you know, I don't know right now. We still kind of in debate right now, but we'll figure it out.
And to you too, D.
Thank you very much. Happy Father's Day. I forgot about that.
See, yeah. Be good to your dads.
Speaking of Father's Day, what do you think of my hat? I'm taking a poll.
Yeah.
Brock liked it. Michael Brockers liked it. JB liked it. What do you think?
They do fish you.
Does it work? I don't look like Uncle Phil, right?
No, you don't.
I don't. I'm cool with it.
No, you're cool.
Okay. I don't look old and fat.
What's our first road trip of the going to Oakland, right?
You're
going to
see this hat a lot.
I think that looks. I think that has Charter written all over it.
I think I'm going to get different colors though. But I got to stay with, you know, close to the blue, close to the white. You know what I mean? Can't be wearing red out there. You know.
You can't, but you know, it definitely fits you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt.
Shows off my eyes, right?
Yeah, for sure.
He's not going to say that. That's my dude. That's my guy. But new year, new scheme. New defense, new voice in your head. I mean, how do you keep all this stuff straight?
Just try to put it into work. Like you said, I have to get here, do my film work, you know, talk to the coaches about what they're thinking and, you know, kind of how I see it. And we kind of bounce ideas off each other. And, you know, like I said, they make it pretty simple, you know, as far as the learning aspect of it. So, you know, having a year under my belt playing the mic position, you know, everybody steals run cover three. You know, all the basic coverages is just different terminology. So, you know, I try to do my best in learning the terminology and, you know, the rest take care of itself. So,
does it feel like it's been more than a year since you moved inside and kind of took on that leadership, captainship, making the calls? I mean, does it feel like old hat at this point?
I mean, it's definitely more comfortable at it, you know. I'm still kind of, you know, learning at the position.
Of course,
you know,
as soon as you get used to it, then they change everything up
You know, for sure. But it's all right. You know, it's still, like I said, it's still the mic position. So it kind of, you know, each scheme that you're playing is kind of still the same thing as far as playing the mic. But like I said, having another year under my belt makes make me feel a lot more comfortable.
One of the topics around this place, as we know, is AD and getting him back and getting him taken care of long term. The same kind of situation for you, but I know everyone's situation is unique. Yeah. How are you handling that, and what do you see your future like in professional football and with the Rams?
I mean, right now, you know, I'm here to work. You know, I'm on the contract here this year. I'm on 50 options. So, you know, as far as the contract goes, you know, they're handling that with my agent and stuff. So, you know, definitely glad to see AD back out here with us doing work and stuff. So, you know, we get it handled when it gets handled. But, you know, our main focus is to, you know, come out here and get ready for the season. So,
Tree, Aaron Donald was just throwing a medicine ball through a wall.
Yeah, you heard that?
I felt it from here.
For sure.
I mean, that's got to be the coolest thing to see line up in front of you.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a great experience to be playing behind him, and you know, like I said, definitely enjoy playing behind him and seeing him work and Brock and all the rest of the guys work together. Just they're a tough bunch to play against, and you know, it definitely makes my job a lot easier when, you know, the lineman has to worry about them more than me. So. Like I said, man,
that's 200 tackles, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're tying up everything. Man, that's wow. Unbelievable. I just would love to see what their faces look like when it's time, when it's nut cutting time, when it's pass rushing time. What do those O linemen look like?
Oh, you could
don't say it. What you really want to say?
No, I'm telling you, they had it big eyes. I can see it just looking at them because I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, you can see what I'm about to do to try to make a play. But you know, definitely when it's time to pass rush day, it's balls to the wall. So
go get it.
Oh, wow, yeah, sure. Wow.
Last one for me. Yeah. I'm just watching Coop make one-handed catches off the jug machine down there.
That's a bad rookie, man.
For sure.
That's a bad rookie.
You know, you got a couple new tight ends in the mix as well, which mm-hmm. putting pressure on the linebacking core. Just kind of how is this new offense stressing the defense as you go to work against them day after day?
They give us a lot of different looks.
He dropped one.
Did he?
I think it was a bad toss.
Probably had
it's a jugs machine. Come on.
Exactly. He'd probably catch it right here, though. Let's see.
Same speed as you, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. He's doing one hand, though. I'm just saying.
Might be a little faster. I don't know. No, but what's his question again?
Well, between him and the slot and some tight ends added to the mix.
Yeah, the offense, they give us a lot of different looks. And, you know, for us as a defense, you like to see that. And it helps you be able to adjust to different looks and formations and just the run scheme and, you know, how they throw the ball. You know, They do a really good job of executing the plays and stuff too. So, like you said, the tight ends, the new receivers, everybody's been looking really well here. So.
That's it for me. I just wish you an enjoyable month off.
Yeah.
Rest well.
I mean, look, you even dried off.
That's a little bit.
Covering the sweat. Now you're going to go sweat some more, huh? Right in the weight room.
No.
You're done for the day?
We worked out this morning.
Okay. So you're good?
Yeah, I'll just go watch film. That's about it.
He's still going to work. He's going to work his mind now. Workaholic. Thanks, Tree.
Yes, sir.
I know.
And happy Father's Day again.
Thank you.
All right.
Same here.